Grace to you and peace from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My head popped off of the pillow. My alarm had not gone off. This was years ago, and I had just got one of the first smartphones, or at least a smartphone for me. I thought it was great, and it was also my alarm clock, but this was about the time that I realized that when smartphones got a little older, and you tried to plug the cable into them, they didn't always charge. And so it didn't charge, and then it died. And so I woke up late. Late. I had a meeting with a couple, and I had told them, "Don't worry, I'm an early bird." And so I rushed to get ready, and then I rushed out to start my car. And this is back when I lived in Wisconsin, and sure enough, the night before, I had left the garage door open. And in the middle of winter, that can mean one thing. My car wasn't starting. Oh, that battery was dead. Dead as could be. Luckily, there was another vehicle I was able to use, and so I went ahead and I got in that car. I drove all the way there, and the couple had already gone. The secretary told me that they were none too happy either. Makes me feel good. And then I said, "You know what? That's okay. I'll live this down. It'll be fine." And I walked around the corner to get coffee, because, you know, that's where it was. And at St. Mark's in Wausau, the coffee was actually in the youth room. Don't ask me why. I didn't picture a bunch of high school kids drinking coffee, but that's where the coffee machine was. And so I went around the corner to grab myself a good old glass of coffee, and there it all was. The grounds were perfect. The water was still in the reservoir, and the coffee machine was on. It wasn't pumping any water, which means I wasn't getting any coffee. I was having a bad day. I was having the kind of day that you have when everything goes wrong. Everything I touched seemed to go wrong. No matter what I did, no matter how I did it, something terrible was going to happen. I just felt like crawling right back into bed and trying to start all over again. Maybe even trying to pretend like it was all just a bad dream, a nightmare. I was having a bad day. Have you ever had a bad day? Have you ever had one of those kind of days? You know, the kind of day that you from the moment you wake up, it just seems like everything is going wrong. Everything that could go wrong seems to be going wrong, and there's nothing good about that day. There's nothing great about that day. I'm sure we all would have those examples, wouldn't we? Those days when things just didn't go quite as planned. And I bet you that even in the midst of those days, you were not thinking, "Boy, this day is the kind of day that I'm going to give glory to God." In fact, I bet you that was the furthest thing from your mind. Because let me tell you, when I was experiencing my bad day, I wasn't thinking, "Boy, this is all for God's glory." No, what I was thinking is, "Why of all days did the coffee machine break today?" That was what was going through my mind. In our gospel lesson today, we have the story of Jesus walking on water. The main point of the story is about the sovereignty of God, about the almightiness of God. God, in His great glory, walks on water. Elijah made the axe head float, but even he did not walk on water. No, this is God. Jesus walks on water. That's the point. That's the main point of the story. But tucked in there, right in the midst of that story, there's kind of another story. Another sub-story. Now, it's not the main point. It's not the big overarching point of the story. No, that's God's sovereignty. But right there in the middle, if we stare close at the disciples, we can see a group of people that are having a really, really bad day. The Sea of Galilee is approximately 8 miles across in its longest port. That's the diameter, 8 miles. These disciples, a good portion of them, are professional fishermen. They know how to sail a boat. They know how to work a boat. They know how to get across the sea. And the Sea of Galilee, while it is big, it is not that big. It is not of the size where it should take them all night to get across. No. You see, that's the point. They're having a bad day. They're having a really bad day. Jesus sends them off. He dismisses the people from the feeding of the 5,000. He goes away and prays in a desolate place. He accomplishes all of that. And it's hours and hours later, and the disciples are not even across the Sea of Galilee yet. They are fighting a strong wind. They're having a bad day. These guys know what they're doing. This is what they do. If they had a daily grind, this would be it. They get in boats, they sail the boats, they move the boats, they get fish, and then they bring the boats back. They know how to operate a boat, but yet all of a sudden they can't even make it across the Sea of Galilee. They're fighting and fighting and fighting, and they're getting nowhere. And here comes Jesus walking on water. Here comes Jesus. It's the dead of night. The disciples think it's a ghost, an apparition, a vision of some kind. But then Jesus gets in the boat. And did you notice what happens the second Jesus gets in the boat? The wind stops. They were having a bad day so that God could reveal His glory. So that Jesus could walk on water and walk out to that boat. So that Jesus could reveal in little bits who He was. Every miracle, Jesus seems to reveal just a little bit more about Himself. Just a little bit more about who He really is. Each time, more of His glory is revealed. And here the disciples are having a bad day, and Jesus walks on water, and He shows just a little bit more of who He truly is, the Son of God, that He is in fact God Almighty, control of everything, to the point where He can even just walk on water. You see, the disciples were struggling and fighting and having a bad day for the glory of God. They just didn't know it. How often have we had a bad day? Were you having a bad day for the glory of God? Most of us weren't thinking like that. When we had our bad day, we weren't thinking, I'm having this bad day for the glory of God, or I'm going to work in the morning for the glory of God. I'm in the midst of the daily grind for the glory of God. We don't quite think like that. And even sometimes we come to church and we get the idea that the only way to serve God is if we go out and become a street preacher, or if we do this or if we do that. And certainly those are all good things. But just imagine what the world would look like if that was truly the only way we could serve God. We would have an awful lot of street preachers. The gospel would be proclaimed, and certainly that would be wonderful. But who would grow the food? And what about the supply chain all around the world and around the globe? Who would do that? How would our world function? Think back to the pandemic. We all got a little glimpse, a little experience of what happens when the entire supply chain shuts down. It's not necessarily a good thing. My guess is we've all been called, but we've all been called in different ways into different places. We've all been called to different sections of life. The daily grind that I have is going to look different than the daily grind that someone else has, because our lives are different. And even when we have a bad day, it's going to look different. For me, it started with running late and kept going, and especially had the destruction of a coffee pot. I'm guessing that there's plenty of you out there that don't even drink coffee. And so if your coffee pot destroyed, you'd probably go, eh, not me. That was terrible for me. When we think about this, and we think about all the various ways that we serve the Lord, even in the midst of those days, those bad days, those terrible days, even amidst those days, we are serving the Lord. Even amidst those days, even when we find ourselves having the worst day ever, be reminded of the glory of God. Be reminded of all the things that we have been called to do. And yes, maybe, hopefully, that includes the opportunity to share that gospel, to share it with a friend or a family member or a coworker or however that seems to look in your life. But don't forget, it includes all these other things as well. And think about those disciples again in the not so distant future for them. They're going to have a bad day. In fact, they're going to have a terrible day. To them, it's going to be the worst day ever. Jesus, whom they follow, is going to be crucified. It's going to be a terrible day. From their view, everything is going to be ending at that moment. That the one that they have been following, the one that fed the 5,000, the one that walked on water, is going to be hung upon a cross and is going to bleed and is going to suffer and is going to die. It's going to be awful. And yet, when we look back and we see that same event, we realize that for us, it's our redemption. That Jesus is on the cross for the disciples' sake, but also for ours. That through His suffering and death, He paid the price for our sins. That through His blood, we have been cleansed. That we have been cleansed. That we have been reconciled with our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. Did the disciples have a bad day? Oh yeah. It was a really bad day. But it was a day that was filled with the glory of the Lord. They just didn't see it. As we venture out, let us always be reminded that in all things, as Paul tells us, we do all things to the glory of God. We might not always be thinking about it. We might not always realize it. But even in the midst of a bad day, and even in the midst of the daily grind, doing what God has called us to do, it's not always a bad day. But we definitely do it for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen.